I definitely will be. And yes, so don't forget, High Sheriff Awards tonight. We're going to have a big roundup about 10 past eight tonight of all the runners and the riders and the winners. There'll be lots of interviews and stuff. That'll be later on in the show.
It sounds brilliant. Cheers, Babs. Looking forward to that after six. And of course, as she's mentioned, the High Sheriff Awards with Steve and Ian, who are there at the moment getting set up, aren't you, Ian? How's it going?
Oh, Akila, welcome to Highlands House. It's going fine, thank you. I'm in the radio lounge, which, if you can picture Highlands House, and if you haven't ever been here, then think of the White House, because it was the White House in The Crown on Netflix. So that gives you an idea of how grand this venue is. And just to the left of Highlands House is this wonderful permanent marquee which seats a lot of people, and there's about 230 seats in front of me with a stage and a podium at the front as I look down the end of the hall. And yes, we are in our best bib and tucker, as Bab says, because I've got the purple bow tie and the tux on, and Steve Scruton, who will be on the stage hosting the awards tonight, you're in green. We're kind of in the Essex Community Foundation colours, aren't
Love
we?
Love it. I think it was part of the deal, Ian, to be honest. But I notice you're wearing the purple, which perfectly matches the BBC Essex logo. So we're perfectly dressed for this occasion.
And tonight, Steve, we're going to be meeting 25 different organisations in the hall, getting grants totalling £38,000.
Plus some extra money that's being donated by the Community Foundation themselves. And that's over £100,000. So there's a lot of money going out tonight.
And Akila, you'll know that it's called the High Sheriff Awards. Well, the role of the High Sheriff dates back 1,000 years. It's a very ceremonial role these days, appointed by the sovereign to help maintain law and order in our county. And the man who is High Sheriff at the moment, so it's his night, there are his awards, is Charles Bishop, and he's with us too. Good evening, Charles.
Hello, Ian. I'm delighted to be here.
You look fabulous in your black velvet jacket with silver buttons, lots of lace, lots of buckles, and a sword.
And a sword. You've got to have a sword. Now, this is absolutely delightful outfit. It's a sort of 17th, 18th century high court uniform, which just makes me look splendid. And I'm wearing pantaloons and tights and patent leather shoes with a buckle on.
I wasn't going to mention the tights. I thought it was rude to mention a man's tights, but I'm glad you did.
I have very nice legs, so yeah. I'm very pleased to wear
I'm
them.
Sure you have. And the thing is, tonight, Charles, you will be leading proceedings here. It's in your name, these awards. So many good charities and organisations doing things connected with law and order in Essex.
That's right. So we ask for charities to make a bid for the High Sheriff's Awards, and they come through by the end of last year, so by December the bids were in. And then we have the very difficult task of working out who should get an award and who shouldn't get an award, because the bids were for something like £240,000, and we could only hand out £38,000, which is why, as you've mentioned, or Steve's already mentioned, the Community Foundation adds to the High Sheriff's Fund, or to the awards that the High Sheriff's Fund pushes out, to make it a much bigger award for the charities.
It's going to be a very special night. Good luck. Is it a bit nerve-wracking? You know, these are your awards.
No, this is my sixth time of coming, and this is one of the highlights of the year for High Sheriff. It's a fun party, and you two do an amazing job at jazzing it all up. So we're really delighted you're here. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We're delighted to be here. Charles Bishop, the first High Sheriff of Essex to be appointed by King Charles III, of course. A little bit of history on Charles's shoulders. So we're here, Akila. We're ready to go. The bow ties are on, and I'll be popping up with Babs, as she says, a little bit later on to let you know who has won some of these big awards and some of this money.
Well, it's sounding brilliant. It's sounding like it's bustling already. Ian and Steve at the High Sheriff Awards. Listening after six to hear more about how it goes down and who wins. Of course, with Babs Michelle as well. It's all kicking off after six.
Doctor, work it out. Now, I was talking earlier about the High Sheriff's Award, which happens every year across our region. Now, we sent our reporter, Mr. Ian Wyatt, from BBC Radio Essex, down there to have a good look around and meet some of the winners. Now, he's been mingling all evening and chatting to some of the winning groups who are making a difference across Essex.
Welcome to Highlands House, just southwest of Chelmsford, to give you a picture of this magnificent venue if you've not been here before. It's been used in quite a few period dramas as the White House. Certainly it was the White House in The Crown on Netflix. So you'll get an idea of the grandeur and the pillars that dominate the front of the building, which has been the site of dozens of big music gigs over the years, featuring all the big stars. Well, the stars tonight are the charities and voluntary groups who are being recognised for what they do in helping make Essex a better place. There'll be representatives from around 25 groups here tonight, receiving grants totalling almost £40,000 from the High Sheriff's Fund. And they'll each be up for various cups and trophies too. Now, the first cup tonight, the High Sheriff's Cup, has been awarded to Marie Edmonds, who is the co-founder of the Aspirations Programme. Marie, congratulations.
Thank you.
Was it a surprise?
Yeah, it was.
You are working with women who are involved with the sex industry in Southend. How much of a need is there for what you're doing?
There's a huge need for it. They're quite marginalised. The women are quite forgotten in the community. And there's a lot of stigma around the women, which we understand how society do view them, but every woman has a story. At the moment, we've got 53 registered on our data. We don't get them all registered because they don't all give their names. So we run a trauma-informed wraparound service, and we partner with local services. So we have sexual health come in, National Probation Service come in. They can basically see all the agencies they work with under one roof, and they can come in and they can get one-to-one support. They come in, they get clothes, they get outreach bags, just basic things. Yeah, I wasn't expecting it, and it's very much a team effort. Very much team effort.
Congratulations. Now, the second award to be announced here tonight at Highlands House was the Essex County Council Bowl, and that has been won by an organisation called Sanctus. We've got Tony, who runs the cafe at Sanctus, and Sarah, who's a hub support manager. For people that haven't come across Sanctus, in a few words, Tony, just tell us what you're doing in our county.
Well, first of all, we're trying to help the homeless and vulnerable people stay off the streets and get back into housing, and making that essential step forward to getting back to what we call a normal life.
Was it a surprise, Sarah, to win the overall award for the Essex County Council Bowl?
Absolutely, a real surprise. We've done so well this year. We've won the King's Award as well this year. So yeah, we're just blown away, actually.
Well, you've received a grant tonight. You've got this massive bowl, this silver bowl. Where's that going to live? In the cafe?
We'll find somewhere. Don't you worry. We'll find somewhere. And what we'd just like, as the lady just said, it's a massive team event. We have about 8 staff, 12 staff, and we've got 60 plus volunteers that help every single week. So we wouldn't be able to open the doors without them. So it's 100%. Huge to them. Go the distance, you can run the mile,
you can walk straight through hell with a smile. Let's meet two more winners of awards here. And we're going to start with Jamie Sortel, who is from Bar and Bus. Jamie, you have just picked up the Essex County Fire and Rescue Shield. Tell us a little bit about Bar and Bus and what you're doing to win this.
Bar and Bus is a youth work charity, so we work across Basildon, Castle Point and Rochford. So we run a range of different programmes for young people, but the bus part of it is that we get out and about into the community with our mobile youth project, running that as a drop-in space and a safe space for young people. But that sparks off a range of different programmes like mentoring and targeted group work as well, which really kind of try to dig down in, you know, where's the need, how can we meet that, and how can we walk with young people through their lives.
£1,000 grant as well tonight, so that'll put a bit of fuel in the bus.
Yeah, absolutely, and certainly, yeah, in this day and age where, diesel doesn't come cheap, but at the same time, no, the funding means that, yeah, we can certainly get out, use the bus more, and reach more young people, really, and make that difference in a flexible and creative way. I mean, ultimately, when it comes to young people, we want young people growing up in communities that are safe, and we want them to know that they've got people who they can trust, who they have access to, who they can get in touch with them in their own ways as well.
And from the Fire Cup to the Police Cup, the winner of the Essex Police Cup here tonight is the Change Project. Laura, you are from the Change Project. Now, the Change Project works specifically with those facing domestic violence.
We are a pan-Essex domestic abuse organisation. Victims and survivors are at the heart of our work, but we protect victims and survivors and children by working with perpetrators to bring about behaviour change. We believe that it's important to break the cycle of abuse, and actually if you're not working with those people who are being abusive, unfortunately that pattern will continue. So we feel that it's important to give people a chance to make that change, and we help them to acknowledge their abusive behaviour, but also to understand what abusive behaviour is.
Sadly, during the COVID pandemic, referrals were through the roof, weren't they? The numbers are staggering.
The numbers are staggering, and following COVID, our increase in referrals went up by 70%, you know, which is considerable. And unfortunately, we see the same theme kind of continue, and so it is important for us to continue this work.
Well, the moment has arrived, and we have just heard who has won the High Sheriff's Shield, and that prize has gone to YMCA Essex. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. We really weren't expecting it at all. It's an absolute honour and a pleasure, and after hearing the amazing work of all of the other organisations that are here tonight, we don't know how it was us.
Well, Mike Bromfield is the voice you're listening to. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing in the Colchester area and how your £2,000 grant might be spent this evening.
So the grant that we received will go towards working with young homeless people, where we provide 44 units of supported accommodation in Colchester for young people that come from backgrounds where sometimes they arrive to our services with just the clothes on their back. So the grant that we've received will be going towards putting together moving in kits, you know, helping them with things like pots and pans and teacups and cutlery, all the things that you and I commonly will take for granted that we commonly have around our home. But when someone arrives at our front door, that's not always the case. And so this money will really help us to be able to put together a kit so they feel like they're coming in not just to supported housing, but they're coming in to find a home.
Babs Michelle. BBC.